This morning, we actually have two scriptures, one that you will find in your bulletin, and then we'll have a second scripture also on the screen as we focus our hearts on God's word and what he has for us this day. The first one comes from the book of Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, beginning with the first verse. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. The rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent man sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it. The reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the perverse. He who guards himself will keep far from them. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And our second scripture comes from the fifth chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans. While we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Why? One will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for a good man, one will dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I'm going to do something a little bit different today. I have on this side good reputation. I have on this side bad reputation. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do a little participation. I've got a lot of names. Famous people, and what I want to do is I'm going to pass them out, and I'm going to have you decide where their place is up on the stage, okay? So let me see who's going to help me out here and actually be willing to come up. Okay, you'll be the first one, and it's Benedict Arnold. I'm going to have you down and think about this for a while, so we'll do our places a little bit later when I call you up. You said Mr. Rogers, okay? Mr. Rogers? Anybody else? Okay. Billy Graham. Okay. Anybody else? I'll go over on this side here. Goliath. All right. Anybody else on this side over here? Thank you. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Okay, here you go. Okay. Judas. Okay. Oh, right here. Uh-huh. And then Frank Huber. Okay. Anybody else? Mother Teresa. Okay. Okay. And Tom Brady. Okay. What's that?
Who has Tom Brady?
Who has Tom Brady? No. Wait a minute. That's not fair. Wait a minute. I didn't say you get to pick and choose. Oh, that's hilarious. Boo. No, it's not time yet. All right, I began us. Let me pray. Mighty God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for the wisdom of your word. We pray that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. But our strength, our rock, and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray, and let us all say, amen. This is week number 4, where we're looking at a message of talking about God's word that tells us a better way to live. The world will say the good life is all about comfort, power, possessions, and convenience, but God offers us a better way to live. And so each week we've been looking at scriptures that have a better way according to God's word. We've been memorizing them and applying them. So here's our scripture for this Sunday. Would you read it with me? A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. Let's read it again. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. Let's just take the first part now here. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. Okay, one more time, and then I think we'll be ready to say it by memory. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. Mark, do you mind blanking that out for us? Let's say it again. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. Amen. Well, let's just pray not only that we memorize that, but that we hide it in our hearts and that we come to an understanding of what that means for us as well. So let me ask you this. What are you known for? What are you known for? When people hear your name, what do they think about? Before you answer that question, let me tell you that some people think that in order to have a good name, it means you have to be perfect. But is that right? No. Instead, I want to say this. A good name doesn't mean you're perfect. It means you're being perfected by the one who is perfect. Have you ever heard the saying, God ain't through with me yet? I love that. I love that. You know, I'm trying, but as well as I'm trying, God is continuing to mold and shape me. And no, I'm not perfect, but God ain't through with me yet. We had the fish fry this weekend, and so as a lot of visitors came and I got to sit with people, I asked them the question, what do you think about Lawrence United Methodist Church? What have you heard about it in the community? And I want to just share some of the answers. These are just some of them. Someone said, Lawrence is a church where kids go and volunteer community service. Lawrence is a church that has the AA meetings. Lawrence is a church that has the Easter egg hunt where you get the kids to share. Lawrence is a church that is so friendly. Lawrence is a church that helped me when I was in need. Lawrence is a church that doesn't care what the color of your skin is or how much money you have. Lawrence is the church that offers the coffee and the prayers. Over and over again, I was hearing about how Lawrence United Methodist Church had a good reputation. And I just want to stop for a moment and say that that's who you are. In this community, you have a good reputation, and that's something to be excited about. And all the times that I ask people, I didn't hear not one person say something negative about the church. Now, maybe that had to do with me having a name tag that said Pastor Joe. I don't know, but I just want to share that with you. A good name is better than great riches. Think about it. We could be a real rich church with millions of dollars in our bank account that never reached out. We could have a bottom line that's just great and never try and save a soul. But if we have a horrible reputation in our neighborhood and a lot of money, are we doing our mission and purpose? Now, I personally would love to do both. I'd love to have a great bank account. I'd love to have members that gave of their resources and times and efforts, as well as reach out to the community. And that is exactly what you did this past weekend, right? Do you know that there were some people who were here from sun up to sun down? Do you know that there were some people who came and donated food, cooked the food that they donated, served the food that they cooked and donated, and then bought the food that they served and brought and cooked and donated? We are blessed, and we have a good name. Now, names are interesting, though. Names almost have a life of their own. Let me give you an example. When Sharon and I were having our first child, we were talking about what names we wanted to name our daughter. And I said, you know what? I love the name Martina. Can you say the name Martina with me? Martine. Doesn't that sound like a beautiful name? I said, Martina is a perfect name. Let's name it Martina. And my wife said, not on your life. Martina is the name of one of your old girlfriends. So, okay, all right. names end up having a life of their own sometimes, and a name can be good or bad. Well, I want to look at today's scripture and apply it to our lives and talk about three reasons why having a good name is better than great riches. And the first thing I want to say is this: a good name instills confidence. Can you say that with me? A good name instills confidence. Proverbs 10:9 says, "Whoever walks in integrity walks securely." I like that. Integrity is what you do when you think no one is watching you. That's what integrity is. I'm sure most of you who have kids can relate to this. Little kid gets into the cookie jar when they're not supposed to, and they're eating the chocolate chip cookies, and you come around and you say, "Did you eat the chocolate chip cookies?" What do they say? No. And you say, "Well, what are those crumbs on your mouth?" And then they go like this: "Nothing." He said, "Did you eat the chocolate chip cookies?" And they say, "Oh, well, what's that all over your fingers, right?" And there's chocolate stains all over the fingers and on their shirt. And they say, "Nothing, nothing." And the funny thing is that they really think that they're fooling you. They really think that they're getting away with it. Well, fast forward, and guess what? We become adults, and a lot of times we end up living our lives the same way. Some of us are looking at things on our phones that we shouldn't be looking at, and so somebody grabs our phone, and all of a sudden we get worried. Oh, da, 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 da. Well, guess what? We're not walking confidently. We're not walking in integrity. We're stumbling. When you go around and you gossip about a friend, "Can I tell you what she did?" And then all of a sudden you start to get worried. What if she finds out I'm the one who started that rumor? And all of a sudden you're not walking in integrity anymore. You're stumbling. Or you're a young kid and you haven't done your homework all semester. You haven't been doing it. You've been looking off of somebody else's paper, and it's time for the final examination, right? And you don't know any of the information, and you're scared you're going to fail. You're not walking in confidence anymore. You're not walking in integrity. You're about to stumble and fall. And here's what I want to say. Is a lot of times we think that no one is watching. No one can see me. I've got a bad habit. Probably a lot of you already know this, but I pocket dial all the time. How many? Yeah, Mrs. Vicky, you know, I call you guys all the time, right? But I'm not really calling you. My phone's just going off in my pocket. Now, most people answer the phone, and once they realize, they're like, "Oh, Pastor Joe's just pocket dialing me," and they hang up. But some of you say, "Let me try and catch and see what Pastor Joe is like when no one's watching," right? I'm going to say this. I wasn't going to say the name. But Greg Dupuis, I pocket dialed Greg Dupuis just Friday, right? Greg Dupuis was on the phone for 10 minutes. I looked at the thing, 10 minutes. He's just sitting there listening to me. I said, "Greg, how you doing?" So I got to watch what I say, because I never know who's listening. But can I tell you the same thing? You do as well. You have to watch and think who's looking at you and who's listening to you, and live in that integrity, because even if other people aren't watching, who's watching you? God. God is watching and sees, and the Bible says, be sure your sins will find you out. Good name means that we can be instilled with confidence, and that regardless of who's watching, we can live a life of integrity. Here's another thing about a good name. A good name goes before you. There's a story in the New Testament about a centurion. That means a commander of 100 men who comes and he speaks with Jesus. And he asks Jesus, "Jesus, will you please come and heal my servant?" And Jesus begins to, "Okay, let's go to your servant." And the centurion stops him and says, "Wait a minute. You don't have to go all the way to see my a servant. All you have to do is what? Say the words. Just speak the words, and I know that it will be done." Why? Because your reputation goes before you, right? And I love this, because it's like, not only does his reputation go before him, also his authority. He speaks the word, and that authority goes out before him as well. And do you know what? So how do we live that out in our own lives? Do you know that sometimes happens in the life of the church? Let me tell you, it does. It's a reality. So we'll want to do something and we'll say, well, what do you think about that? And some people will say, oh, no, that's no good. No, totally against it. And they'll say, well, Dick Robinson said he thinks it's a good idea. I'll be like, oh, okay, Dick Robinson said something? Okay, that changes it. Why? Because sometimes people have a name that goes before them and an authority that goes before them as well. And sometimes a good name can open up doors and a bad name can do what? Close doors. So what do people think about you when they hear your name? One of the things we were doing at the very beginning was we were naming some names that I passed out. Billy Graham and Mother Teresa. Think about it. When they were given those names at birth, it didn't mean the same thing. It was a name. It was something that explained who they were. But later on, it became a name that would go out and speak before them. Never gotten a chance to meet Mother Teresa myself. But I have all kinds of expectations that if I was around when she was alive and I got a chance to meet her, of what that experience would be like and the authority that she would have and the compassion, there's an expectation that goes with that name, right? We see that happen in our lives as well, too, with siblings. Siblings, they have to either live up to or live down the name of another sibling who was in the same class, right? The teacher already comes in with all kinds of expectations. And I want to say this to you, that a good name goes before you. And I believe that it can open up doors. And here's the third thing that I want to say about a good name. A good name inspires others. Can you say that with me? A good name inspires others. Paul writes in the church in Corinthians, and he says this, follow my example as I follow the example of who? Of Christ. If you are following Christ, you should be an inspiration to others. Now that sounds pretty bold, but I'm going to say it again. If you are following Christ, you should be an example and an inspiration to others. There should be some time in your life when people are scratching their heads and saying, wait a minute, their circumstances look bad, and yet their joy is still great. They should be scratching their heads and wonder, what is it that they've got, because I want some of that. And maybe part of what it is we've internalized that better is one day in the sanctuary of the Lord than 1,000 elsewhere. Maybe we can internalize in our own lives that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And even though it seems like there's darkness all around, I still can have a strength of my character and integrity that allows me to continue on. Wisdom, we talked about 2 weeks ago. Wisdom is not just making the best choice for yourself in the situation, but wisdom is making a decision that glorifies God and then acting upon it. Some of you might be thinking, well, Pastor, that's great, but I'm not an inspirational person. I'm not a speaker. I'm not a person who's on stage. I'm no Billy Graham. I'm no Mother Teresa. I'm ordinary. I'm just a student, or I'm just a teacher. I'm just a worker. I'm retired. I'm not inspirational. Well, let's take a pop quiz real quick. Without looking at your cell phones, tell me, who won the Miss America in 2015? Who won the Grammys in 2007? You? Who was the Super Bowl MVP in 2007? It was Peyton Manning. We should have known that one. But most of us have no idea, right? We can't remember. We clap for a moment. They're famous. Wow, that's great. And then it fades away. But here's a question that you probably know the answer to. Who was the teacher that inspired you to be something? Who was the coach that pulled something out of you that you didn't know that you had deep down inside? Who was the friend that was there for you in your darkest times of need? The truth is, we can all be inspirational to someone. God has given us a sphere of influence. We have a reputation. Every single one of us does. And there are people that look up to you. We can all touch someone's lives, not because we are good, but because God who dwells within us is good. Okay, I'm coming to the end, and I'm going to call back the people who have the names. So who's got a name? If you got a name, come on up. And what I want you to do, I've got good reputation and bad reputation, and I want you to find your place up on the stage, okay? Who are you? Okay, you got to hold it up so they see you. Hold it up. Hold it up and stay in the spot. Okay.
It's my wife's fault.
Oh, it's your wife's fault? Okay. Oh, my gosh. Oh, boo. Okay. All right. Now, I forgot there's one other one that I've got here, and it's Jesus. So I'm going to ask you, I'll hold on to this one, and you all help me. Where do you think he goes? Okay, keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Well, let me remind you. Let me ask you, if you just let me read this scripture. It says, while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. One would hardly die for a righteous man. Though perhaps for a good man, one would dare to even die. But God shows his love for us that while we were yet what? Sinners. Christ died for us. You know what Jesus said? He said, I didn't come for the well, I came for the sick. The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And if we were to actually be accurate and be on a universal scale, everyone would be here except Jesus. And yet Jesus chose to leave heaven, perfection. He had the name that's above all names, the name that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He left all of that and came and was subjected, ridiculed, called all kinds of terrible names, had a bad reputation in order to save us. He died for Judas, for Frank Huber, Goliath, Benedict Arnold, Tom Brady, Mother Teresa, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Mr. Rogers, Billy Graham, Joe Johnson, and he died for you. Will you pray with me? Mighty God, we thank you. We thank you for the sacrifice. We thank you for the love. And dear Lord, we know that some of us here right now are thinking, my reputation isn't all that great. I'm not where I want to be. Let me just say thank you so much, Lord, that it's more about how you see us than how others see us. I thank you that even Paul, the one who said to us, follow Christ, that there was a time when he had a different name. His name was Saul, and he had the worst reputation of all, and yet you came, and you died for him. And I thank you, dear Lord, that you give us that same opportunity today. I pray, dear Lord, that if there's one today who is here and is uncertain about where they stand, that you give them the strength to raise their hand to you. Mighty God, we pray that you would come and give the gift of life to all of us. We thank you for your gift of salvation. Right now, I just pray with those who do not yet know you personally as their Lord and Savior. Lord, we are sinners. Lord, no matter what the world thinks about us, our reputation on a universal scale is bad. We cannot save ourselves, and yet we look to you. We ask you to come into our hearts and save us from our sins. Wipe them away. Not only forgive them, but forget them. We believe in you. We repent of our sins. Amen.